Bonnie Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
She really wants to take a hit of this. I'll be the genie that will grant her a wish and give a sexual bliss. I can see that she's ready. She's ready. Whenever I kiss her neck and she feel my touch, she opened up her mouth, I said, shorty, please hush. We about to make a movie, don't interrupt. Just shut off your phone, turn off the lights. Gotta make sure that the mood is right. I'm about to give you everything you like. Let the Vicky lingerie fit your body so right. She in Hollywood, but she gets so dramatic. Sleep in the morning, we right back at it. Take deep breath. Like she asthmatic, got a shiver in it, shaking like one of them matic. I'm one of them habits, she'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get a hit. Feeling for the sex, she'll send me a text, and that's it.
I can see that she's ready.
Look into her eyes, see so much lust. Body of a goddess, face of a queen. Definition of sexy when she in them jeans. An amazing sight when she in them tights. Loving when she wear the heels that I like.
No top, no bottom.
Yeah, that's right. Shorty only wearing heels that I like. Never met a woman that could do it like that. Willing to get it on at the drop of a hat. That's my shown, ready to get it on. Going through withdrawal whenever I'm not home. Cause I'm one of them habits, she'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get it hit. All she gotta do is just lick her lips and that's it.
I can see that she's ready.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dusk Live with your boy, City J. And, wait, I'm saying and? If I'm saying and, that must mean...
And.
And who?
That's Monet, okay?
What?
I'm back.
What?
Yeah.
Oh Lord, I can't believe it. Where is the goddamn applause, people? I can't believe it. Get the applause. My little chocolate drop is back. Oh Lord.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing alright, you know, can't complain too much. Thankful for life, thankful just for great people, being surrounded by great people that make me happy.
Amen. Amen to that. So I'm ready. I'm just looking at the.
I said, I was telling people, I don't ask so much. I just love just simple, genuine happiness. I'm a simple person.
Yes. So I just read what you put on the thing. Too much drinking.
Oh, ha, 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 ha. Y'all know that, that it's always subliminals with my titles of these episodes when we don't have guests. I'm always being slick with my titles.
Mm-hmm.
You bring that up like you're guilty or something, Chelsea.
I feel like it. I feel guilty. I do. I'm not even going to lie.
Okay,
I feel a little guilty.
I mean, why do you feel guilty? Well, I mean, we are at the portion of the show where we let people into what's been going on for us over the past, well, for you, be a while.
I ain't been, you know, just working, taking care of my son, you know. Did a photo shoot with you recently, so everybody stay tuned. If you haven't seen the photo.
Yeah, we gave y'all a sneak peek. We gave y'all like this
Yes, we got a sneak peek. It's on Laser Focus Photos on Instagram, or it's on _beautyofmonet_, and it's on my story, okay? So you have to go to those pages to see the sneak peek.
Okay? It's
sexy. It's some little body art, so, you know, tune
you
in.
You came out your shell. I'm always like, man, I'm going to go in progression because we're going to get to that. It's so much. Today's show might just be, we're going to get digging at Chelsea because Chelsea ain't been in a while. So we might just be digging our co-host business. That might be what we're going to do today. Yeah, I just had to see. Y'all know how we do this show sometimes. We just go with the flow. We have a new chat system open up, so I know a lot of people are like, what? So a lot of people will be figuring out eventually that, yes. Because y'all remember like old time, like we were talking about that earlier. We were talking about that on the anniversary show about how much the chat system was used. But then people started getting on mobile more, and then, you know, the chat system was not necessarily, even when they upgraded, it wasn't necessarily the perfect on mobile. And so now they just released it last week. And I was like, oh my God, I remember I was geeking out. I'm in the middle of a show, and I'm like, oh, what? They got a new chat system? I didn't find out until I was doing the show. I was so confused.
Mm-mm.
And it is beautiful because I try. It works beautiful from the phone. I see it allows you to. It's like people can record video and audio responses in the chat too. It's getting better by uploading photos and too. They fixing that part too. So yeah, the chat is popping.
Yeah, for real.
Yes,
so.
I can't wait, man. So y'all, y'all will be on while you listen to the show. Whenever you come to the show live, I know we got a lot of people that listen to the playbacks, which I know it's a lot of y'all do because the subscription numbers prove so. And getting people like NBC having their commercials on here, it says a lot. So, I know that y'all are paying attention, and so I'm glad. But, yes, come live, man. I know, a lot of times it's shoot because some of y'all be a little shy of calling in, but now, shoot, we got the chat room. And I know y'all, some people like to cut up in the chat room more, as I have learned over the years. So, yes, you got one, you got you, bam, come check. That way you can listen to the show at the same spot. So, yes, let's go. So, let's go through you because y'all know me, man. Like, I'm a person, I love keeping great people around me, and sometimes I like just doing. I'm gonna go piece by piece. So, Chelsea, I'll let you open the floor. All right, so Friday, so to open up Friday, like start the whole progression of Friday. You know, I'll jump in, interject, and all that, but you know, you I'll set the stage because I'm gonna go even further back on that. So me and Chelsea were like, yeah, we should, you know, because the thing is, bro, like. Yeah, you got two, like, y'all know me. I'm going to keep it 10,000 with y'all on the show. When you got two people who are really cool with each other, and you just get tired of, you know, sometimes you just want to go, you want to enjoy some time with the opposite sex and just be in good company. You got to go out sometimes. And so other people know, y'all like, yeah, but, you know, y'all can read to whatever y'all want to. That's all, you know. That's on y'all's bed, whatever. nonetheless, like, it was cool, man, because
I had a blast.
It's not a matter of if Seti J would we can go on can and we'll go out on dates. I have, but I don't like going with anybody, man. I get tired of dealing with people that don't deserve my time, that, you know, had to put some work in to deserve my time, and I genuinely like being around. And so, yeah, that's why I don't really just be going out there just doing this dating game that's so hard. Let's go on a date. I'll tell you, I keep my little circle of people I even entertain that with. So goddamn tight, and that shit is like a vacuum seal. Nonetheless, yeah, we end up. I'm adjusted, like, yeah, okay, I get dressed. I'm really nice and nice. I'm like real nice and stuff. I'm like, okay. I'm just a commoner. How do I deserve all this greatness? You come looking like a snack. I'm like,
hey.
Lord.
I
was not ready, man. She was looking like a Cracker Jack box. You open the Cracker Jack box, you don't know what you're going to get.
Oh, snap. He said a Cracker Jack box. Yeah, I had fun, you know.
I had to open up that stage for you to go into Friday. So there you go.
Oh, excuse me. First, we went to the most, what, how should I call it? I want to say the cutest place ever. I ain't been, like, in a long time. So we went to Build-A-Bear. And, you know I have my days. So we got a little cute genie. Teddy bear, you know, it's sitting on my bed. He's just so cute. I'm going to post a picture on my Facebook. And then after that, we went out to eat. And then when I tell you, we turned the fuck up.
Let's go backwards. Because you got to tell how this whole genie business get started. Like, yeah, go to what led to genie?
Oh, I picked the genie bear because, I mean, shit, you just like a fucking genie. You know when it's like when something is bothering me, and then you own it. And I don't even need those three wishes. You only gotta say something to me, and then I feel so much better. You try to make me feel better and better about myself. It's you just a genie. I mean, you always there by my side, you know, and ain't nobody else did that besides my son, and you're the MVP for that. So that's why I picked the genie.
Oh, come on, don't do this to me.
y'all. So you know how on the Build-A-Bear you can record your voice? Tell me why Seti sung, okay? He sung in the bear. So now when I press a little bear, it sings what did it say? You are beautiful. And then he do this little laugh. So that makes my day. I needed that today because today was horrible. And got home, pressed my little bear. And I was like, oh, I feel so much better. Then we went to Olive Garden. And I think, what did I get? The shrimp Alfredo. We didn't even finish the whole food. We got too full off the wine.
When I got home, I had me an actress mate. That
pasta was
out of there.
For real. Ew, but hey, that was a nice dinner. I really enjoyed myself that night. So we got full off the wine. What was it? It was something Moscato. If you don't mess with Moscato, we can't be friends. So anyway, we went there, and then here we turned up. So we went to, what's the place called? Park Avenue in Dallas. If I tell y'all I ain't been to a club like this,
let me tell you.
So when we get there, you know, I don't know why people do this, but why don't people, when they go to a club, aren't you supposed to, like, be dancing? Okay? Y'all just staying on the side, not doing nothing. So, you know, here come Chelsea and Sadie in the building. So, you know, of course, we had to get drinks first. Tell me why my ass decided to down.
Did not listen.
What was it? Huh?
I said you did not listen. Oh, God.
I did not listen. I don't. Look, I thought I could tough it out because I had a little bit of stuff on my stomach. Tell me why, y'all.
Okay, hold on. Let me paint a picture because this is what she just said. You had wine.
Okay.
And you had, so that was cheese.
No. Wait. We had a sample of the first sampler, and then we had another sample, and then we had a whole glass. So we already a little bit tipsy, okay?
Yeah, Mm-hmm. And you had all that cheese.
Oh,
and you had an Olive Garden salad, which I told you about. The Olive Garden salad can get to you. That dressing mix of the wrong thing.
Yeah, it did not go good at all. So
yeah,
I think I don't even know if it was 5 or 6.
Let's see. I remember the count. 1, 2, 3, 4 I know of.
Nah, four, I think it was more than four because you had went somewhere and I swore I went over there and I asked Shorty for another one.
Good. That was 1 to 4. You drank a lot less than you thought. I remember. Oh, trust me, because I had to sign everything, so I remember.
Okay, well, y'all, I downed 4 shots of Fireball back to back. Back to back. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I started feeling the drink.
No chasing, by the way. She didn't chase it. She was straight.
Straight Fireball. Just straight. I felt like I was going to die later that night.
I kept looking at you. I kept saying, mix that with something.
Look, no. You can tell. I started feeling the drinks because then, you know, you know me. So I just got up there and I just started dancing. Okay? I didn't care. I thought I was in my room by myself. I just did not care. Twerking started happening.
Mess up my view. Bro, you ain't going to get up. I hate niggas like this. You ain't gonna get it. I was like, bro, sometimes y'all just gotta sit there and watch and enjoy. Why y'all always gotta mess up this? You ain't gonna get it, bro. Can I enjoy watching? Like, we have a whole night. Well, I just can't enjoy watching for a second.
So, Hey, so you look, I could tell I was filling the drinks when after I started dancing. I don't know if it was this girl's birthday or if she just graduated, but tell me why she came up to me. What was she doing with her leg?
That always happens to me. If you
have
to, what? That she... girl's going down is always crazy.
She
which,
was
by the way,
getting
she,
it. Okay.
I'm going to tell y'all that. See, she didn't realize the kind of juice I had. And we, yeah, and we like, they like, we went to like the exclusive
VIP
of the club. Yeah, like, so there's VIP booths, but then this is like the VIP VIP. She didn't know I had that kind of juice. But she had to find out real quick how much juice I had.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Look, it was a fun night. I really enjoyed myself. But then it started turning sideways, y'all. It turns sideways.
Yes. What parts do you remember? Because I'm going to catch you up on it.
Okay, so all I remember was, okay, the girl. Did I dance with somebody else?
Oh yeah, we're getting to. Okay, so this is
y'all.
Is
look,
call,
I do not remember.
Hey, radio, this is what we call a radio tease. When we come back, we are going to give you more of what happened. Because
I don't remember.
Tiffany and Chelsea, yes, you would get from my periphery what happened. So we're gonna go ahead and go to a quick break. And come back, yeah. We got it. That's how we do in the industry, man. We gotta give y'all a tease. We can't just give it to y'all at once. All right, so we will be back. And which, by the way, this all will eventually lead. See, I don't have to do a separate Crickets of the Week segment this week because this will eventually lead to me giving Chelsea Cricket of the Week. So y'all just sit still and y'all wait and enjoy because we are going to be giving our crickets. All right, so y'all sit right there. Oh, we gonna go a quick song because we come back to this. We back into this, y'all.
I'ma get straight to the point. With a queen like me, ain't no need to beat around the bush. See, people make excuses now instead of making money. A lot of people feel entitled just because of looks. A lot of people like to follow, never be a leader. Except me, though, I can never follow by the book. They say people gain impressions less than 10 seconds. If that's the case, then I already got some people shook. 100, I can tell you have no substance, never prove me wrong. All you think about is all the beds that you could screw me on. The hood mentality is probably the tip that you be on. Doing good because you getting money and the roof is gone. Predictable, heard it all before. Need to find some different shit to do. And no, I would not judge you for the music that you listen to. It ain't even about that, really, it's about the principle. Make sure you get to know me before feeling all my physical. Anything I want, I go and grab. Everybody talking about what they gon' do but sitting back. Then they tell me that I do too much and that I'm moving fast. Little do they know I spoke with God from there, I saw my path. Then they see the moves I'm making, wanna fix their mouth to ask. Tell me how you doing this and shades, how you doing that. I tell them I work hard for every single thing I ever had. And I was sorry for those singing that Rashades will never last. Man, it's nothing to me. Looking for a man that wants to build, but they be fronting on me. On me and I tell them chill, but they be stunting on me. Find it funny, you can find them creep, but never find them bummy. Staying out the light, I'm in the shade, so I don't have to worry. If it ever reaches that extent, I got my riders for me. And your draft attacks you never sent, cause you be hiding from me. Keep it real and always staying true, but you be lying to me. Meanwhile, I'm trying to see how my stars align. Why the hell is this one not a single? And why the hell is this one called Serena Williams? Although there is no violence, got a gangster feeling. How long before you sign, cause you can make a killing? Well, things I'm doing fine, my crew is in the building. They call us 369, and don't you dare forget it. Next year around this time, you'll ask me how I did it. But I only post results so you see how I'm living. Red shades, bitch.
Okay, quick program and no people reminder. This Wednesday show we will be having. The entire show will be given back to the Richardson Foundation. Yes, it'll be a show where we talk about the Richardson Foundation as well as raising awareness about everything is about, as well, and the back to school drive that will be coming up in July. So we'll be letting you know how you can donate to the back to school drive. That shout out to Nate. The Richardson Foundation is actually started by Nate. And she'll actually go into more detail what it's about. We've kind of talked about it before, but she'll be going into that more. And, yeah, man, I got the pleasure. She ended up hiring me to design the nonprofit's website. And it's a blessing. You know, why? I'm like, damn, me? So it's a blessing, man, to be able to be involved with this. So y'all should get ready for Wednesday show. We'll be going to that. So, yes. We giving back around here, people giving back. Take care of the children. So yes. We are back. So before we went to song break, me and Chelsea were talking about our crazy Friday night. You know, two very mature and quite gorgeous adults going out on the town. So yes, when we last off, we were talking about Chelsea. You were talking about, we were talking about everything. You may have started forgetting because you started drinking too goddamn much, which is why y'all knows why today's show is called Too Much Drinking. And I should have put Too Much Damn Drinking, but you know, less is more. But anyway, so. Chelsea, here is from the point we left off on. So, yes, it was the girls, everything. And there was this African dude, he was like in extra thirsty mode. And the dude was like getting real, he was doing way too much. And I had to give him the eye.
Hold on. What, Ted? Look, now you got Tim. Now I'm interested. What the fuck happened?
After the dude, he was getting way too comfortable, way too comfortable, and I had to do transformer mode, transform from chill steady bear to remind me to change it to I had to revert to my just don't let these looks fool you. I'm still from the South Side, nigga, always.
Look, okay, y'all, I do not drink, so don't get it confused and just think I'm just out here getting drunk, because I don't drink,
yeah.
Okay?
She really don't.
I don't drink at all. The most I would do is smoke, but I do not drink like that at all. So I was letting loose because I've been having a rough week and month, actually, okay? So, okay, you can continue.
I can tell. I can tell that she definitely, it was like, you don't drink water. I can tell. So, no. So that's why I was like, this dude, he was doing way too much. And I said, all right, bruh, chill. You're doing way too much, bruh. And he kind of gave me that look like he, all right. I'm like, bruh, I know all the security here. I know the head promoters. Please don't make me make an example out of you today. Because I would get one. Before I even had to touch a hand on you, which I could do it myself, I would have one that had to take care of you myself. So I don't think he wanted to go that route. I have eyes everywhere, sir. So, yeah.
What was he
doing,
though? He was trying to dance?
He was trying to do way more than
that. Oh, shit.
He was trying to do way more than dancing. His hands started to get a little too comfortable.
See, that's why you the MVP.
Yeah, so yeah, I'll tell you, he didn't realize, you know, you got, hold on now, wait a minute. I guess he wanted to test me to see if I'm going to do something. Nigga, I don't have to really resort to having to necessarily knock you out, but I'm gonna put enough force, enough fear into your heart to let you know if it has to come to that, I will knock you out. So, yes. Let me make sure I get that very clear to people. Don't get it twisted. I am very, very nice. I am very sweet. I do not like violence. I really don't want to resort to violence. But in the event there is no other choice, I will do so. Don't let the look for you. Don't let my voice fool you. None of that. Don't let it fool you, man. Cause y'all don't think y'all like, oh, he don't know nothing, man. Oh, he ain't tough. He ain't from the street, nigga. I have grown up in pretty much hoods all over the fucking country between South Jersey and South Side of Fort Worth. You don't impress me by acting like tough guy. So I'm gonna let y'all know. I'm letting people know now that tough guy shit does not work on me. I've had over being tough guy. So yes, just let them know. Don't let it fool you. Don't let them look fool you. I will knock you out. But it was, I remember, so yeah, so Jim Chuck, it was the other dude, he was like really annoying me. Like, you over there, so I'm over here enjoying this show, watching you then. Because I'm like, cool, like, can I just watch? Like, I don't have to be the participant all the time. Good Lord. Like, yeah, man, you ain't on that all night, nigga. You ain't on, like, it was this other dude, like, he was just, like, really bugging the fuck out of me. And I was like, man, bruh.
What was he saying?
He was like, man, you ain't getting on that all night, man. You need to be on shoe. I was with her. I'll be on her all night. I'm like, bruh, that's what makes me different between me. That's the difference between me and you. I don't have to do that in order to prove something. Sometimes you just got to sit. You got to sit and enjoy the roses. You sit your little horny ass down somewhere and fucking relax. And then he was like, I remember one time he was like, yeah, let me down there, goddamn. So I'm like, nigga, am I security? You can dance with a nigga. Just don't do that after.
Look, they really out here asking, okay?
Oh shit! They went for I was cool, nigga. To wait a minute. Excuse me, Debo. They switched up quick, bro. But then that was not even the worst part. So yes, and it was really bad because you was over there. So you were dancing on the table in front of me, and I was like watching, and I was like laughing. The niggas like, get over it. So anyways,
I
remember that. OMG. I brought out this lead woman because I can gauge her. Oh, she drinks something else. It's not going to go well. I know the signs, man. So, yeah, so eventually you finally said, let's go ahead and go. Like, okay. And so I'm like, you got to walk on your own. And so it felt like, you ever watch, I know you've seen, maybe seen the Wizard of Oz, but you ever seen the Wiz, the black version of Wizard of Oz?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
remember
that's my
how,
shit.
Remember how Michael Jackson was when he was the Scarecrow?
Yeah.
He's on it, and he was like, ooh. You had to help him. Between him and Timmy, you had to help them walk. That's how it felt. I felt like I was trying to help the Scarecrow.
OMG. It was that bad?
Yeah, gotta walk. I was like, come on, you gotta help me help you. I said, come on. And I remember at one point in time, I picked you up like I was a superhero running across the street from cars and shit. And it had to take you all the way to the car.
Everybody was probably like, what the fuck?
Vomited on the ground. I made sure I grabbed one of my shirts, which is now in the trash now. and make sure I wipe them, you, because I wasn't gonna have you looking the mess. I was like, you gonna clean you, and then I gave you some water. I gave you my only water I had. Make sure you try to keep
it. I don't even remember that. I just remember you. Look, I threw up everywhere in his car, y'all.
I said, Chelsea, drink this water. You gotta stay hydrated. And so, yes,
I didn't listen.
Yeah, you weren't drinking all of. You weren't drinking enough of it. I would try to make sure you drink, because you gotta. And that's why, like, Evans, one dude was like, man, yeah, you got. Like, it get hot there too. So you gotta shoot. I take it by grain of salt how much I was drinking. And like you said, we drank some of that wine before we got there. So, but yeah. So at one point, I was driving and I thought I heard a sound. And I was like, okay, no, she asleep. Never mind. And so then. When you got home, you opened the door and y'all vomited on the ground there. And so, yes, I was helping you get yourself in there. And then, you know, I made sure you got in the house safely, and bam. And all I remember was I took her, I said, oh, God damn it, she had vomited. Yeah, vomited so when I heard it, so basically the sound I heard at one point in time, yeah, did vomit. It brought me into like the floor of the back seat. Now it wasn't a huge pile; it was a lot, but it wasn't as, because a lot of the stuff that it got vomited on absorbed a lot of it, including my photography paper I had to throw away.
Dang!
So that roll that was in the back seat is gone. It is in the trash.
I am so sorry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yes. That was Chelsea's Friday night, everyone. Curated by both of us, and because of that reason, you know, I had to give her this. That was like a Mamas and Monet Crickets of the Week collaboration, because it was all
for
about
real.
It was all about Chelsea. The story is all about Chelsea, and yeah, it was also cricket worthy as well. But nonetheless, I'm glad. I would say this, and y'all, again, I don't mind. Y'all can and this is why I like talking about stuff on the show, because we get to control the message. And on Facebook, you can be as messy as they want to be on there, so y'all can say the fuck you want. But I get to say stuff you get to hear it out of my lips and not have hearsay. Like, I would say, again, with the exception of having paying nurse and whatnot, and having to have guys try to, you know, try my manhood, which I'm like, man, people just wanted. Was it just a day of everyone wanting to try me? And so, they were. I don't know what. But it was cool. So, but I would say this: like, I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it too. Like, it was cool, man. Like, y'all just saying, like, again, as I set the story up, it's man. I don't really like going out, man. I a lot of times I go out solo. Y'all, people know that. One, two, you know, I don't really go. Go out on dates per se. So that was a nice one. It was good to take someone deserving out. So it was a blessing, and I
said I enjoyed myself.
I'm glad you did. Yeah, I could tell, man. Like, I was like, and yeah, that's why I was. The whole point was to just, you know, do stuff you don't really do all the time. You know, you get like really like just go like do stuff with like all the different pieces and just do stuff that's special. And really, again, just another, like you said early on, just always trying to just remind you, man, that you are great and not to let anyone make you think otherwise. And just setting an example to people out there, if they're gonna approach you, if they gotta approach a certain way, or I'm gonna show them how to. That's simple. So yeah, I just
like
try to be an example, man.
I said just like that.
Just like that. Like, yeah, it's just cool, man. It's like really take you on it. You know, not like, and you know, if people can call it a slug or wherever y'all want to call it these days, whatever. Throwing shade, spilling tea, whatever. But y'all motherfuckers think a date is constituted going to y'all fucking shows and shit. Nah, nigga, that shit don't fucking count. Like, what have you done where it's not necessarily about you? People can take that how they want to. If it don't apply, let it fly. If it do,
let
I hope you cry.
But for real, I mean, I have been getting out of my comfort zone. Like, this photo shoot that we just did was way out of my
Ooh.
Comfort zone.
Yeah. Well, I know. Yeah, we got. I mean, we go. It's like this. I'm telling y'all, this show is like. I'm not even gonna go to the commercial break. I'm just going to continue. So yeah, photo shoot, click. I throw the mic back to you, Joe.
This photo shoot. If you haven't already, like I said, go to my Instagram. It's _beautyofmonet_. The photos is body art, body appreciation, you know. Don't be afraid of how your body looks. You fine, you sexy, you beautiful, whatever body type you got, okay? But this photo shoot, you know, I don't really like showing my body, okay, like naked. Or even in a swimsuit, you know what I'm saying? Or bikinis. But anyway, I did a photo shoot with another model. Her name is Nikki Fox. Y'all be hearing about her. So I did a photo shoot with Nikki Fox. We did it in this beautiful location, just full of, like, nature, just life. You know, it was very peaceful. And, you know, she sent a picture of, or she wanted to do a body art of us completely naked. Okay, completely naked in the forest. I say the forest because it was damn near the forest.
Yeah, damn near.
And then it was raining. It was raining on top of that, y'all. So we doing this whole jungle look in the rain. But hey,
know it was going to rain originally. So that was a. But we were like, fuck it. We ain't going to make no tea, no season today.
For real.
We
ain't
shit,
no,
we here. Fuck it.
Exactly. So, yeah, it turned out good. You know, at first I felt uncomfortable, but then, you know, I was like, okay, man, this ain't what I thought it would be. It's not that bad. So, you know, I enjoyed myself. The shoot came out wonderful. And
yes.
I look. My next shoot, I want to do body art. Okay.
Yes, I want to get like, man. There's a girl I shot with recently. She actually, man. You gotta see her walls. She has like painting. Her paintings all over her walls is like crazy. And I think she does body paint too. I really want to get her. Well, I really want her to start doing body paint for people for me. So. Nah, we definitely,
yeah.
You know, y'all
okay.
Here, hustlers. Nice try. We already talking about it. No, but you know what I'll say though, man. It's pretty cool. Like shooting, like every time I shoot with you, like I mean, a lot of times, me and you, we really, it's really dope to be able to be around somebody that you bring them out to their comfort zone. And I know it's a blessing to you to even hold me in that regard to a breach to do so. Like, I don't take that lightly at all. I don't take that for granted at all. Like, that, I know I'm like, man, y'all know how I get, man. I'm such a grateful person. I'll write like a goddamn 4-page letter about telling people about how grateful I am about them. And
yeah, because you don't meet a lot of people like that.
I'm just grateful, man. Like, you always come to me, and I'm like, you know, it's not that I don't believe in myself, but sometimes it's just so surreal, like, on the fact of, like, man, who the hell am I that you hold me such high regard of, you know, I want you, yeah, I trust you doing this, Sadie. I want you to do this kind of stuff for me. So it's so crazy to just even think about that, like, you hold me in such high regard like that, and it's surreal.
You made a promise. Look, you made a promise to the boss lady, so you can't break promises to the boss lady.
Yeah, I just want to have good people around me, and I say that was what made me one thing I loved about Saturday was, oh man, y'all, I almost got myself, caught myself before I did it. Woo, that was about to be waterworks. I caught myself up, so I'm not getting at me today. But I just say, man, Saturday was great because it was people that really, you know, have held me down since day one and have held me out so long. Like, I've known Chelsea we first saw you with each other. That was like March of last year.
I want to say, yeah.
I can tell. I'm about to switch to IG right now. IG, tell me everything I need to know quickly. Let me scroll on down. Good Lord. Okay, come on. Get me down to the stuff. Get me down to the stuff, baby. Yes, I found it. Okay, there we go. It was April 14th of last year. That was when we first shot with each other. I remember you had the little twist, bond two knots, and that was we had the white dress. You had that white dress with the heels.
Oh, yep.
And
I had just had my son.
Damn.
Yep.
Ooh, wee. Good Lord. Snap back like a mug. So it was cool. Like, she really, it was just cool because you really, like, from that point, you, like, who would have known that everybody was going to be a person that I was going to become so cool with and eventually start doing the show with, all this stuff. Like, it was just cool, man. Like, wow. And, you know, say that, like, with Nikki, I got cool with her back in July, August. And that was on Shire for the magazine. And, you know, it was just, like I said, it was just a blessing.
That's good.
I cannot stress enough how important it is, like, I really like people know me. I talk about stuff on this. Like we talk about stuff on this show, we have fun and whatnot. We all talk about some real stuff. And one of the things we talk about here, you know, no, one of the things that's serious is depression, anxiety, a list of mental issues. And for me, and that's why I get so, like, I get frustrated when I can't be around the people who make me happy long enough because, you know, it keeps me sane. And that was what Friday was to me. That's what Saturday was to me. It was two people who, no matter what, we can have a spat with each other. It's never done this, like, completely damaging. But we can have a disagreement and not talk to each other for days, and when we talk back to each other, it's like we never argue or never disagree, and it's just love, and I appreciate that like so much. Like, you understand. And yeah, man, like I was just really reflecting. That's why I'm glad I didn't go out like Saturday or Sunday. I was just chilling after I did the shoots and everything, and I was just sitting there and I was just really thinking, like, reflecting, like, man, I'm like, there's some great people, man. Great people that support me, and y'all support me most, and y'all show genuine love to me, man. It's dope, man. You're not gonna build this kind of relationship with everybody. It's not gonna happen. Like, that's just, it is what it is. Like, you can't force it, and it don't feel forced. Where it's like, not only are you a person that I should work with a lot and whatnot, but you're also a person that I feel close to personally. And that's just so dope. Like, understand, man. And yeah. I love, like you said, remind you of work. I love doing that because if you hear it enough, you'll continue. You know, no matter what bad forces try to stop you from thinking other ways, it stays in your mind. And when you think about giving up, you hear that. You hear those encouraging words. So, yeah, man, I fight for mine, people. I fight for mine. So, yes. That's essentially my point, Chelsea. Again, it is, a lot of people take your presence for granted, and I just love to be the calming storm and being contrary to that.
Well, thank you, Jay.
So I'm thankful that I can do that for you.
Well, I really, really appreciate it.
Welcome,
I really,
man.
Do.
You are special, special. Everyone is special. Everyone in his or her own way.
Amen.
You definitely know I didn't come up with that. That was definitely Barney the Dinosaur.
You said that was definitely corny.
If anybody
want to get whooped on Mortal Kombat, you can come get this action, okay?
Oh, my God.
I'm letting y'all know. You can pull up. You can, bring your game system, bring the game. I'll whoop you, okay?
Oh, my God.
I will whoop you. And if you want to talk some mess, hey, add me on Facebook. I will whoop you. I put money on it, okay? I will whoop you in Mortal Kombat.
So you talking about putting wages? Okay, we gonna see if you have that same energy. I'm gonna see you put some wages on it.
Oh, snap! Yeah, yeah. So when I record, so when I record us playing Mortal Kombat and I whoop you, don't say nothing.
Okay. You're going to see. Don't, I would hear no excuses about, oh, I don't play with this kind of controller, none of that. I would
see,
hear
as long
nothing.
As your controller is like me and can move when I say move, we going to be best friends.
I mean, if you feel so uncomfortable, you can always bring an Xbox controller and make sure that it's working the way you need it to work.
Hey, see? That's, okay, definitely.
Okay, yeah. I don't. So, yeah, she keep talking to all this. It's just junk. I just don't get it. I just don't get it, man.
I'm the Mortal Kombat champ of the year. Share the
okay,
world. Of the world.
We don't see. So, nonetheless, yeah, this is what she's, this is how she wants to end the show with her nonsense.
Yeah.
So, yes, people, we got a little bit left of the show. Reminding y'all, yeah, I got a lot of stuff dropping over the next few weeks. I got so much stuff, man. I got, like, between all the shoots I did in freaking Atlanta and then stuff for the magazine, just a lot of stuff. I got a lot of stuff. Matter of fact, yesterday I just shot 4 bikini looks of this person at the waterfall. Because I was supposed to shoot that waterfall with Nikki right literally after we left from you. And we got there, and that door thing was where the water was just acting way. It was raining, so it had the water too crazy. Or it had actually kind of just started raining, but it was just, whoa. Because it had just started raining, it was like it was roaring rapids, as they like to call them. So, nope, wasn't doing it. But I did a shoot there yesterday. Beautiful. The lighting was.
You're
I've never seen any people out there. You're beautiful.
Honestly?
Yes. Next time we got. Matter of fact, yes. I'm still in Chelsea twice this weekend. So, yeah. One for barbecue, and then I'm about to get some Mortal Kombat in to educate her. And she probably had to go karaoke, because I can get some karaoke out of my system. So she can see, I know how to see my singing, you know, do a little singing.
get them vocals out.
Huh?
I said, I know. You got to get them vocals out.
Yeah, I gotta get the singing in, because, yeah, I've been in weeks. I feel like I'm abandoning mic. I can't do that to the mic. I gotta bless the microphone and serenade. So yes. So that's pretty much going on. Chelsea, glad to have you back. You know, miss you.
Yes, and I will be back.
Uh-huh. Yes. So I'm glad things are getting better and better for you, and glad to be a part of that being better, you know, gratitude. So, yes. Oh, by the way, people got guests next. No, I don't know if we got them next week, but we got some guests coming up soon on the Monday show, TNC. So, y'all will find out who TNC is. They are female entrepreneurs here in the area. We'll be chopping up with them, whatever they have going on. And, yeah, they actually do a video cast, so we'll be talking to them about that too. So, yes, nonetheless, y'all be stay tuned for that coming up, that episode live, and then of course, as you always listen to all the shows that you missed them live at dustspot.com/dustspotradio. That's dustspot.com.
Uh-huh.
So yes. So I thank everyone for listening to the show and reminding you everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, or there's a J or there's a
U.
There is a
way.
A. So, yes.
All right, y'all.
Peace.